Harris started like a rocket in Michigan. Now she's facing headwinds, date modified colon 2024-10-16T01:42:45.507Z, description colon a border crisis and the Gaza war have hit home in this key state for Democrats. Comma dot, Harris started like a rocket in Michigan. Now she's facing headwinds, BBC. Marcy Paul is hosting yard sign rallies to get voters enthused about Harris. Marcy Paul is nervous. A Democratic activist, Ms. Paul has been knocking on hundreds of strangers' doors, making phone calls and sending out flyers, all in an effort to woo people here to vote for Kamala Harris. When Harris replaced President Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate in July, Ms. Paul was hopeful, as she saw the vice president go off like a rocket in Michigan. The state is one of three blue wall states, along with Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, that went Democrat in 2020, and if won again, would help clinch a presidential victory for Harris. But with less than a month to go before Election Day, Harris's honeymoon period in Michigan could be ending, leaving her pathway to victory less certain. A recent Quinnipiac poll found Donald Trump leading in the swing state by 3 points. Overall polling averages still give Harris a razor-thin lead, but her edge over Trump has narrowed to below a single percentage point. To keep that pace for the whole race, even though it's seriously abbreviated, would be really unrealistic for anyone, said Ms. Paul, a resident of West Bloomfield, Michigan, and co-founder of the liberal advocacy group Femmes for Dems. But I thought that we'd be a little more comfortable. Ms. Paul is among several Democratic organizers and lawmakers in Michigan who say the presidential race here is tighter than expected, even as the Harris campaign appears to be heeding lessons from 2016. Critics say then-Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton lost the state because she took it for granted. Trump electric vehicle attacks hit home for Michigan voters, U.S. election polls, who is ahead, Harris or Trump, watch on BBC iPlayer. UK only, who is Kamala Harris, a reliably blue Midwestern state for decades before 2016, Michigan has since become a battleground state with 15 key electoral college votes. At this point in the election cycle 4 years ago, when it was Biden versus Trump, the Democratic candidate had a comfortable lead, and went on to win the state by 150,000 votes. Now it's a dead heat. There is no obvious solution for Harris to break ahead, said Michigan State University politics professor Matt Grossman. The Democrats have poured millions into advertising in the state. Harris's entrance into the race led to more than 100,000 new volunteers in Michigan, while she has visited Michigan more than any other state besides Pennsylvania, according to her campaign. Trump has also made at least a dozen stops in Michigan this year. But some campaign operatives have sounded the alarm that his campaign has let old-fashioned ground game tactics, like door-knocking and billboards, slide in several swing states, including Michigan. But Harris is ramping up her campaign visits this week after at least three Michigan Democratic lawmakers warned of slipping support. But the tightness of the race in Michigan should not come as a surprise to anyone, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lavora Barnes told the BBC. No one operating here on the ground in Michigan should have, or would have, expected this to be any easier than it has been, she said. We always knew it was going to be hard. Up north, immigration and economy take center stage. Although the state is far from the southern border, Democratic organizers keep hearing that immigration is a top concern for Michigan voters. I don't understand why, said Ms. Paul, the Femmes for Dems leader. It's just really not relevant for us. But the issue has resonated with many of the voters the BBC spoke to, including Mary Bayer Schmidt of Novi, Michigan. It's a big issue, she said, adding that she thought Harris had not handled the situation well as vice president, when Harris was tasked with finding solutions to tackle the source of migration. Illegal border crossing reached a record high last year. After the Biden administration enacted asylum restrictions, they fell to their lowest in 4 years. Trump has made attacks on Harris's immigration record a central part of his campaign. His focus has not just been at the southern border, but in Midwestern states as well, including Michigan's neighbor Ohio, where the former president has falsely claimed Haitian immigrants are settling illegally in the town of Springfield and eating residents' pets. Voters tend to blame the party in power for their frustrations with national issues like the economy and immigration, even if the Biden administration isn't solely responsible for the border crisis and the rising cost of living, said Jonathan Hansen, a lecturer at University of Michigan's Ford School of Public Policy. The downside for Harris and Biden is, although they've done a lot of things to help the economy recover from a major downturn, it's a more difficult story to tell politically, he said. Trump also may have the upper hand among some swing voters in Michigan because he is more well-known than Harris after 4 years in office and years in the public eye, said Mr. Hansen. Tim and Janet of Novi, Michigan, say they know Trump's personality well, and they don't like it. But the independent voters already cast their ballots for Trump because they believe he is better at articulating his policies than Harris. I can vote for somebody just because it's a feel-good time, said Tim, a 75-year-old who declined to share his last name for privacy reasons. They need to be doing things and have policy initiatives that are going to be beneficial. But in the Detroit suburb of Warren, Harris's new economic policies are swaying independent voter Daryl Sumter. The vice president has laid out a number of economic proposals during her campaign, including a plan to offer first-time home buyers an average of $25,000, and an expansion of the child tax credit. I've never been able to even afford a house. I've been waiting for years, said Mr. Sumter, 52, who voted for Trump in 2020 and is leaning toward Harris this year. I don't want the country to regress right back to the same state it was with Trump, he added. Daryl Sumter is excited by the possibilities of Harris's economic proposals, making the race local. In 2016, former Secretary of State Clinton ran a predominantly national campaign in the state rather than a local one, said Mr. Grossman. The ads were the same here as elsewhere, he said. They were about Trump's personality and saying negative things, and there was a perception that that really didn't work. She lost the state by only 10,000 votes. Now, both Harris and Trump are focusing their messages in Michigan on the state's largest industry, car manufacturers, as they try to appeal to working class and union voters. In recent weeks, Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance have criticized the Biden administration's support of the electric vehicle industry, saying it will cost Michigan auto workers their jobs. Harris and vice presidential candidate Tim Walz have hit back, arguing Trump cost the state manufacturing jobs when he was president. But on other local issues, vagueness may actually be beneficial for Trump, political experts say. Michigan, home to the largest Arab American population in the U.S., is the birthplace of the Uncommitted Movement, a protest campaign to pressure Biden and Harris to secure a ceasefire in Gaza. The movement has declined to endorse Harris, sparking worries that the reliably Democratic voting bloc will not turn out for the party this time. Meanwhile, Trump has won over some Arab Americans by saying less, Mr. Grossman said. The former president has been vocal about his support for Israel, but has also promised to end the war, without providing specifics on how he would do so. Among this community, to some extent, being vague or unclear has been an advantage, Mr. Grossman said. In Hamtramck, a suburb of Detroit where about 60% of the population is Muslim, the city's first Arab mayor, a Democrat, has endorsed Trump. President Trump and I may not agree on everything, but I know he is a man of principles, Mayor Amer Galeb told media. We asked multiple times that Biden and Harris should change course, but nothing happened. Sprinting through the finish line, Sharon Baseman and other activists have stopped looking at the polls out of fears they are not accurate, despite concerns about slipping support. Several political experts and Democratic strategists say Harris's campaign is doing nearly all it can to stay on top of the Michigan race. Still, Alyssa Diebold, the chair of the Democratic Party in Macomb County, which Trump won in 2020, said more could always be done to turn out apathetic voters. I think Harris absolutely has work to do, Ms. Diebold said. You need to sprint through the finish line in Michigan. Sharon Baseman, the vice chair of FEMS for Dems, said she hopes these concerns motivate people not to become complacent. "We re all scared," she said. Mr. Hansen noted that polls in Michigan and across the country likely will be off by several points on election day. "But," he said, "it's hard to know in which direction. This is a razor-thin margin," he said, "so it could really go either way. What young Democrats want from Harris, six swing states that could decide election, what could be the October surprise?" North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher makes sense of the race for the White House in his twice-weekly U.S. election Unspun newsletter. Readers in the U.K. can sign up here. Those outside the U.K. can sign up here. Kamala Harris, Michigan U.S. Election 2024. Donald Trump, watch, watch, Trump sidesteps question on Putin phone calls. When asked if he'd spoken to Putin since leaving office, the former U.S. president said, "If I did, it's a smart thing. One day ago world, only choice I got." Early voting starts in swing state Georgia. The BBC's Nada Tawfiq reports from the battleground state, where officials say record numbers turned out to cast their ballots. 2 days ago U.S. and Canada, sparks fly in question time U.S. election special. Politicians and pundits were quizzed by the BBC's Fiona Bruce and American voters in Pennsylvania. 6 days ago U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on unanswered questions as Trump returns to where he was shot. The BBC's analysis editor examines the security failures that led to the former president being shot at during a rally in July. October 4, 2024 BBC Verify, fake Kamala Harris ad used AI voice and UK department store advert. BBC Verify analyzed a false post claiming to show a pro-abortion campaign ad that has widely circulated on social media. October 4, 2024 U.S. and Canada, U.S. election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 3, 2024 Latin America, U.S. election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 2, 2024 Latin America, watch. Human emotion and kindness shown through in the debate. The BBC's North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher says the vice presidential candidates found common ground. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, watch. Who do you think won the VP debate? The BBC asks college students what they thought of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz's debate performance. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, watch key moments from the U.S. vice presidential debate, politeness, policy, and a few tense moments. Watch how Vance and Walz tackled the 90-minute event.